Welcome back to the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show, and pleased to have joining us by telephone this morning a gentleman that I worked with for a number of years when he was athletic director at Marshall County High School, former head football coach at Marshall County, longtime athletic director, Mr. Doc Sanders. Doc, how you doing?
Doing fine, Jeff. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. And Doc, where is Doc Sanders these days? Give us an update on what Doc is doing these days.
Well, I'm down here in Tennessee where I moved when I retired there, down here in Parrish, Tennessee, live right outside of town and staying pretty busy.
What do you do these days? Are you still involved in education and athletics?
No, I retired from the school systems 3 years ago altogether. It got too tough for me, so I got out of it, and I'm not doing much of anything except running a couple of cattle farms and a hunting club down in Mississippi that I've always done for the last many years. Got a couple of rental properties, and I'm around the school here a little bit. I go out and help them with the football team. An old friend of mine that at one time coached at Marshall County, James Counts, is a head coach here.
Right.
And he and I are big friends, and I go out there and just help them with the freshman squad and scout team and that kind of thing. And I stay pretty busy around town.
Doc, kind of tell us a little bit about your story, and of course, you're originally from Mississippi, right?
Yes, about 60 miles below Memphis.
And you came to Murray State to play football and had an excellent career at Murray State on the gridiron. And then talk to us about how you ended up at Marshall County.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, it seems like that's so many years have passed that I can't even remember, Jeff. I was at Mayfield back in the 70s. And, of course, they had that dynamite football program going at that time, and I guess it's still going from what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
It just continues over there with tradition and so forth. But it was 1980. An old friend of mine, Larry Krause, was the head coach at Marshall at the time. And he went into the insurance business. And anyway, I applied over there and talked to Mr. Condor, the longtime superintendent there, that's just a super gentleman and a great educator. Talked to him, and I got that job in 1980. And during the 1980s, I was the football coach there, and of course, made a lot of friends, and an excellent school system and a great system to raise your children up in and get an education.
Yeah,
I believe the fall of 89, Mr. Shadowin had become superintendent, and the athletic director's job came open, and somehow he hired me for that. And for the next, I believe it was 12 years, I was the AD there, and around the school system, seemed like I lived out there, as a matter of fact.
When you're an athletic director, it seems like you do live at the high school, because there's something going on all the time.
About 8 months out of the year that you might as well just camp out there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's gotten even more so nowadays. I know when I came down here in Tennessee, it was about the same way. But I don't have any regrets. I believe I spent 22 years in the Marshall County school systems and had some great times there, great memories.
Doc Sanders, former head football coach at Marshall County and a longtime athletic director, is our guest this morning. You mentioned Mr. Reed Condor. In fact, we had him on this program last week, and it was very entertaining to listen to him tell stories about his career in education, about how the football program got started at North Marshall and the early days of the program at Marshall County. And when you took over, the program was still very much in its infancy, so to speak, because the consolidated program had just been around for, 5 or 6 years when you took over as head coach?
I think so. Yeah, Jeff, a lot of things happened right there in the 1970s. Of course, classification began, and with our enrollment there at Marshall, we were thrown into the largest category, which meant we traveled and played teams from Bowling Green in the Owensboro area and so forth. And up to about that time, we just played local teams, and I don't even think Marshall was in a classification back in the 70s. I'm not sure, but anyway, classification went to the 3A for a long time there, and then we went to a 4A. Of course, now I guess it's 6A everywhere, but anyway, we were thrown into the 4A classification, and that put us in there with the schools of our enrollment, which meant go to Hopkinsville, Bowling Green, Madisonville, eventually even into Hardin County in the Owensboro area. And it grew gradually. We had to do a lot of work, and the whole coaching staff and the whole administrative staff, everybody just worked hard. We got a little bit better each year, and it was a struggle, a big time stroke, and like I say, a lot of hours, a lot of work, but you have to compliment the young men that stayed with the program. You have to compliment the support that we got. We had a wonderful booster club, just a wonderful booster club, parents and interested citizens that worked so hard for it, and then our coaches worked hard too, and it just gradually we worked into the thing, and it was tremendous changes over the years.
Doc Sanders, a former head football coach at Marshall County and athletic director, is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. Doc, I guess it was, 1986, you guided the program to its first district championship and first appearance in the playoffs, right?
I think that was the year. We had a good year in 85. I know we had some excellent players and went down and we tied for the championship in a three-way split. I can't even remember the teams. I think Christian County was a powerhouse then. They were one of them. Madisonville was a powerhouse, and I don't know who all else. But we had a what was called a tri-champion, and they went back to as to who you played and quality points and I don't know what all. And I believe Madisonville went to the, if I remember right, went to the, is his name Christian one, went to the playoffs. And I can't remember. Maybe Christian beat us in the year, and then they lost the game. He went down to a tie situation, but we had some good players at that time, and we got turned around there. We had an excellent bunch in 86, and we won the thing then, and of course, lo and behold, we drew Henderson County, a big-time power, in the opening round, and were defeated that year in 86, Henderson County, who has always been a powerhouse up there, you know, in football, many other sports, too. Then 87, we came back, and I didn't forget, I believe Madisonville beat us in the game that regular season, and they went to the playoffs. But we got it turned about that time, and then I think later on, after I became AD, the district changed once again, and different teams came in, and I can't remember how all it was, but again, it was... We got a few more young men out each year, and the program just continued to grow. And I credit the staff for working so hard, and then the Booster Club for doing so much work, helping us with Little League and everything else.
The staff that you had working with you when you were a head coach at Marshall County, I've always thought with you as head coach and the guys that you had on your staff, that's been one of the great coaching staffs that Marshall County has ever had.
Oh, yes. I remember them so much, and I still see them every now and then. Jim Shelton, Randy Stafford, Tom Shelton, Lenny Jezik, Emil Jezik was there with us. Larry Thomason was there for a while, and different ones in and out. We had some great guys. They really put a tremendous amount of hours in there, and it became a year-round. See, football at that time, Jeff, in all schools like this right out here in the Deep South where they really get after it and take it very, very seriously, It's become year-round. So we had to establish our year-round weight program and in the summertime, too, and we just had so many people that worked at it. We kept that weight room around. That was one of our get-even tools. We always thought if we were bigger and stronger than other people, then we could certainly compete with them, and we tried to develop a bigger, stronger young man, and I think we did over the years. And nowadays, it's totally essential that you have, and totally necessary that you have a weight program and a strong weight program to be competitive.
I guess back in those days, too, you did not have spring ball in Kentucky, did you?
We did not. We didn't have any spring camp at all where we put on pads. Now, we would get out there and do certain things under the limitations, but that was a bad mistake by the Kentucky Athletic Association, taking spring ball around. And it didn't take very long to see how the other states were getting so far ahead of us, particularly in the Deep South. I'm talking the Tennessees and the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, and the other Southeastern Conference schools were getting ahead of UK because of the kids they recruited, got that 10 to 15 days of spring ball and added with their weight programs. And we kept pushing for it, and I think it was in the 90s there. I remember Sam Harp, former coach at Callaway County, and just dozens of us all got in there, and we kept pushing for spring ball. And I think that brought the programs up a big level in Kentucky now.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. Doc Sanders, former head football coach at Marshall County and longtime athletic director, is our guest this morning. Doc, talking about football, you became athletic director, and Jim Shelton took over as head football coach and had just a marvelous run in the 1990s up through the 2000 season. And that had to be, I would think, very gratifying for you because you played such a major role in getting the program up and going and established. And to see what the program accomplished in the years that followed with district championships, state semifinal appearance in 1995, that had to be very gratifying for you.
Well, it was great. Great to see because I had been over there long enough, and my son came on through, and he kind of grew up out there getting in the way all the time of the coaches. My nephew came in here and played on that 95 team. He moved in from Texas. I talked to him and my older brother, his father, into coming up here where it was a good school district and so forth. We worked at it all together and put, like I say, put a lot of hours into it. It was very gratifying to see, you know, come up and get deep into the playoffs like everybody shoots for every year. So that was some years that I'll always remember. Believe me, I certainly will remember them. Just getting to go to the different areas that we went to, and just a lot of fun. And I think it did a lot for school spirit. It was something that went through the entire county. And you know, we have such backing over there. I tell people down here every now and then for all sports. I've never been around a town that backed all their sports any more than the Marshall County School District did.
You're absolutely right. Doc Sanders, you mentioned your son Bobby, and of course Bobby was a tremendous player at Marshall County, was a member of the 1998 team that won the district, defeating Henderson County in triple overtime, and one of the great games that anybody has ever seen on any level. And Bobby went on and had an all-OVC career as a linebacker at Murray State. What's Bobby doing now?
Well, he's in Atlanta working for St. Jude Medical Corporation. And, of course, I see him every now and then, of course, talk to him regularly. Hadn't gotten married yet. He's still a single man, but he's doing well, works for a medical corporation there and all over Atlanta and goes here and there doing, I don't know how to describe what he does, but I do see him and talk to him continually, and we still keep up and talk about football all the time. Every now and then I go down there and we'll watch a game in the Georgia Dome UK or Tennessee, if somebody's playing Georgia Tech, one of them, we go down there and go to a game together, talk over the old times, and it's just kind of great to hear about comparisons.
Yeah,
We compare a lot.
Yeah. Doc, talk about your years as athletic director when you made the transition from being a head coach and you had that coaching background into the world of administration with being the athletic director, and I always thought you did a heck of a job as athletic director at Marshall County. And talk about the transition from being a coach to being an athletic director.
Well, first thing, when you get into the administrative picture of anything, Jeff, and I certainly found that out down here in Tennessee, you have to look at budget. And as bad as it is to say, so many things revolve back and point back to your dollars, how much that you have to spend for whatever. And you have to have gates, and that's you have to compliment all the people of Marshall County because they came out and paid for games, and we always met our budget. You know, we were able to have things and give things to what they needed, and to supplies and equipment and so forth. We're always able to buy that. A lot of places can't, and they just, because of the not enough coming in at the gates. You have to, you have regulations, guidelines, and rules that you have to go by. There's always something from the athletic department in every state, wherever you go, that says do more of this or keep up with your academics, or eligibility is always a big thing. And a lot of things like that that you don't think about as a coach because they're busy with getting out there and putting in their offense and defense and getting ready to play teams. They don't have time to look at all that, but the AD is going to have to always keep his players eligible. And we did not have a big problem with that in Marshall County, and that's a compliment to our administrative and teachers and faculty and staff because they made the young men, you know, make their grades. So, of course, you didn't have to worry about the girls usually. And we required a two-point average there in the county down through the years. Down here in Tennessee, it's a little bit different. We had a problem here a lot of times with our academics. But they have to be eligible. You have to constantly keep them in the core classes. If they're going to go to college now, they've got to have this It sticks to be 16 core classes to even get a scholarship in the Southeastern Conference and many other conferences. And that's the kind of thing that you have to emphasize to young men, that they have to be eligible for their scholarships wherever they're going to go or want to go. They have to take the correct classes. It goes on and on. Another thing that we continually had to deal with, and it's, of course, a law, was Title IX. And it was something that kept you on your toes all the time. You had to fill out those reports every year, get it in that you were doing just as much for the young ladies as you did the young men. So it was a lot of book work, a lot of paperwork, and I thought Marshall County did a super job. Of course, we had excellent personnel and help there in the school with our guidance, secretaries and so forth. It certainly took care of me because I could mess it up pretty easily. But that was the kind of things, the paperwork that you have to do. And every now and then, you have to use the word no. Sometimes you just have to say, no, we can't do that right now because it's out of line, or it's just not within the rules, or we don't have the finances to do it. We have to remember always that everything has to be paid for sooner or later. And that was a little bit different from coaching on the field.
Doc Sanders, a former head football coach at Marshall County, a longtime athletic director, our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. Doc, I'm thinking about some of the changes in the world of high school athletics that took place while you were athletic director at Marshall County, one that I can think of is the girls' side, the transition into fast pitch softball, and of course that sport has really taken off around the area and around the state. And there were some others. What are some of the other things, some of the other changes that happened in the world of high school athletics in Kentucky while you were on the job at Marshall County?
Well, you hit on it then, Jeff, the addition of sports. Back in the, of course, every decade seemed like it added a few more things. Softball started all together, which involved the girls. And everybody had baseball forever, you know, and it got better and better. We had a good baseball program there in Marshall County down through the years. Well, softball started, and with all those good young athletes, female athletes, we started a good softball program. Then it did go over to fast pitch, which is, you know, like the colleges do, and that's how you go to college and get scholarships and so forth. That was a big change. Other sports, volleyball, of course, came on. There was more emphasis in that location there with cross country and track that got going real good. And had a very good cross country program as well as a good track program too. That required a lot of equipment too, supplies and interested people. Again, we had excellent booster clubs for those. And you had addictions of many other things too. Even your cheerleaders became more active in competitive squads and dance routines or whatever the different things that they did. The growth of sports probably in the 80s and 90s were just unparalleled. It took off everywhere, and down here in Tennessee it did the same thing, and in other states. I got a lot of friends down in the Memphis area that teams have now, even bowling teams. They have rowing teams in different places. Wrestling is a big sport. Now, we didn't ever have that. I don't think at Marshall County. May have tinkered with it back in the 70s when a few years, but it never did get going in West Kentucky like it did in other areas. But the addition of sports and then the emphasis of safety in the sports. You have to keep a trainer out there now. You have to have somebody that has medical knowledge for injuries. And again, our Board of Education and Mr. Shadoan there gave us the situation of having a trainer with our teams, which was great. We had so many injuries there. And you know, as these athletes got bigger and stronger and faster, male and female, in the 80s and 90s, there was a need for that medical help out there all the time. Because the coaches knew a little bit about it, but they, of course, didn't have time to do it and weren't certified in a lot of areas. And just having that trainer out there made everybody feel better, parents and booster club people and so forth. The athlete of today is just so much bigger and stronger and faster in every way than they were years ago. They're going to get hurt. They're going to run into each other, so to speak. And there's been a big change of that over the years, and it's something you have to keep up with.
Doc Sanders, former head football coach at Marshall County, longtime athletic director, has been our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. Doc's been good to visit with you. Certainly enjoyed our years working together, and when you were athletic director, always very nice to me, and I appreciate that very much, and wish you continued success in your retirement.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff, and I just like to say hello to all my old buddies over there around Marsh County. I have many of them. There's some great people. It's a great community to live in and be there for a number of years. And I had great memories of that school system and people around. It was just a good, excellent school system. You couldn't ask for a better group of people. And it was academically, Marshall County was always at the tops. It was what you'd call a great place to raise kids.
Absolutely. Doc Sanders, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff.